Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts right here in Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Today, my guests are from the Anchorage Opera. They are presenting the opera As One, music and concept by Laura Kaminsky, with libretto by Mark Campbell and Kimberly Reed. Is performing tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. My guests today to talk about this very exciting opera are the General Director of Anchorage Opera, Reed Smith. He's been on many times before. Welcome back to the show, Reed.
Great to be here, Steve. Thank you.
We also have a man who's doing everything with this show, except for performing in it, apparently. Andreas Mitizek, who's the conductor, the stage director, and the production designer. Welcome to the show, Andreas.
Great to be here.
You know, Reed, I'm going to start with you just as an introduction to this opera. Back when we had our sort of preview of the opera season, you mentioned this as being a very interesting and challenging opera, something different. Anchorage Opera has been doing more different operas than just this, the standard ones we see all the time. Tell us in a nutshell what As One is about. And I, by the way, I want to say that's the perfect name for this opera when we get into what it's about. Go ahead.
As One is a story of a transgender journey of a man starting at 12 years old that becomes a woman by age 30. And there are various vignettes along the way, stories of experiences. And it's loosely based on the life of Kimberly Reed, who is the co-librettist, and she also created the video film that goes with this.
So, Andreas, this is based on Kimberly Reed's life and sort of a film she made, Prodigal Sons. Tell us more about her part in this and how you're approaching it from a directorial and perhaps even a conducting and production manager standpoint.
Well, I think how the story came together that Mark Campbell set with Kimberly Reed, and she did not intentionally want this to be a story about her life, but she wanted to be this a story about a transgender person. And so Mark Campbell, who didn't know anything about transgender journeys, he asked her about her journey. And so I think a lot of the scenes came out of that experience in a more direct or indirect way. And for this production, as you mentioned before, she created also a video film that is projected over five screens behind the action, and it's almost like a cubist painting that resonates and also feeds back on what's going on in front of it.
Oh, that's fascinating, because in live performance, we know it's different from film in that all the elements are right there in front of the audience, and you as the production designer, along with being conductor and stage director, have put this all together. It's a very intimate production. It's a string quartet and only two performers. How are you – tell us, in a way that is perhaps unfair to ask you without seeing it, how are you mounting this on the Sidney Lawrence stage, which is a nice, small, intimate theater?
Well, it is a very intimate piece, and it should be experienced in an intimate space. We have a string quartet and two singers as one, the Hannah before, the Hannah after, which are the feminine and the female part that we all have inside of ourselves. And I think for them singing together at some point in duet and then passing on the melodies and the words from one to the other, I think... starting off just reading the libretto, which is a very powerful text by itself, and we always hope for that in opera, that we have a great text story to tell. I think Laura Kaminsky created music that really underscores and brings out the emotional journey that is happening. So In the production, is when people will come, they will hear a lot of viola solos. You know, it's the middle voice out of the four voices from top to bottom. And so she represents a lot of the emotional thoughts that the female transgender person in the end has. And I think approaching the story in telling it, I think simplicity sometimes is always the best, to leave a room for audience members to just fill in their own, story within what they see. So I try not to paint every leaf on the tree sometimes it's just good to have an image and let the audience be an active participant.
And that's what's so exciting about live theater. The overused phrase is less is more, isn't it? Reed, you're the general director of the opera, but you've been involved with this. Give us your impression of seeing this. You mentioned before you had a question about the costuming. As kind of a privileged audience member, you had a question about that. What was your question?
Well, my question was whether there was a thought in the choice of this, particularly they both wear the same shirt on top. And it seemed to me that the design is amorphous, and I kind of took that a little bit further in my own mind, thinking that, well, these are two people of one whole, but they're not whole when they're separate. So that's was my question to Andreas, whether he did that consciously to kind of make a point.
And I think that's a great question, because I think the checkered nature, the pattern of these shirts, it's they all have parts of different perspectives and aspects of one person, and all in the end comes together. And I think dressing them, basically they have the same pair of jeans, they have a same shirt that has this pattern, I think also reflects that life isn't black or white. You know, there's a lot of gray, there's a lot of different shades, and so the shirts reflect all of that.
Well, for those just tuning in, we're talking about Anchorage Opera's production of As One, opening tonight and performing this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. My guests are Andreas Medizek and Reed Smith from the opera. And we're talking about this fascinating story. And I mentioned at the top of the show, As I read about this opera, the title As One just seemed to be the perfect title for this, because you have two people on the stage, but they are as one person. And Andreas, you're talking about that a moment ago, how the costume kind of reflects that. What other ways are you showing that these two people who are on the stage, pretty much the whole show, they are one person? What else are you doing?
Well, a lot of it is already, of course, in the music and in the libretto, but there's interaction between the two people. And often it's like what we all experience in our heads, right? We have a different voice talking to us and telling us good things or bad things. And so that also happens in that story. You know, there's a moment where both have lines that say, this can't go on like this, this is never going to work. So it's, it's that typical voice that all of us have heard probably at some point. And in that sense, besides being a transgender story, I think it's an essential human story of how to become oneself.
In an interview I was watching with Kimberly Reed, who this is based somewhat on her life, she mentions that becoming transgender is not becoming, it's a part of discovering, is who you always were. It's an opening and discovering, not a changing. And it sounds like you're doing that with these two characters on stage. And one of the essential elements in any drama is conflict. And it sounds like you're trying to get some conflict from these two characters. Is that correct?
There is a conflict in every scene in different aspects. And I think it's written in the piece part of it. And then, any journey is only interesting because you have to overcome something. Otherwise, if there's no conflict, if there's no, resistance, how do we grow without that? And I don't think that's possible. So I think it's really the journey of facing some obstacle and finding a way to use that as an opportunity for growth. And, that's what we experience in this opera.
It's interesting you say that, because I assume that when the opera begins, we know how it's going to end, in the sense that this person does make this transformation. But it's the journey that we're interested in, isn't it? Is how this happens.
Yeah, I think that's again reflects to all of us growing by storytelling, right? We are little children and we are told stories, and these stories help us, to explore the world. And in our case, the way I try to tell the story is it's like Hannah After, so the transgender woman, revisits her memories. And so in that sense, she retells that story. She has collected memorabilia throughout her journey that remind her of certain important moments. And so as she touches them, reflects, revisits, and still, you know, goes through the process almost like therapy to talk about it. And in the end, you know, she can let go of a lot of these things. She doesn't need them to hold on anymore because she, you know, she's really grounded in who she is and who she wants to be and needs to be.
And I haven't seen this, obviously, so I don't know how this ends, but is it fair to say that both characters remain as part of as the one, or does she then take off to become another? Does that make sense with the two performers on stage? Yeah. Does one of them actually leave the stage at the end of the opera, or is that giving it away?
Well, I'm not sure if it's giving it away. I think how it ends really with the lines are as one, you know, and there's a acceptance, a relief of being able to let go of something. So musically also, the one voice takes over the other voice. One becomes on top of the other voice versus... So there's a musical reflection in that.
I'm glad you mentioned the music because this is an opera, and you being the conductor and the stage director, you have another character on stage. And the music I've heard of Laura Kaminsky's music, apparently this opera began with her idea for this opera, and then she went and found Kimberly and Mark. How are you dealing with that character, I guess, or how does that character influence the whole opera? You mentioned it a bit, but can you elaborate a bit more?
Yeah, you know, I'm very fortunate being a musician, being a conductor, that I really, of course, have the opportunity to really look into the music in great depth. And as a stage director, and thanks again, Reed, for entrusting me with all these roles that I have done in different productions in other places. But it really helps, I think, you know, opera and music, sometimes it's always what is more important, music or the words. But in this case, I think they're both equally important in the sense of that Laura really takes the words and with her writing, which I think is beautiful even by itself if you wouldn't see the opera. And it is her first opera, so I really have to commend her on shaping the piece dramaturgically the way she does. I think that... you know, we find a lot of jazz influences, classical string quartet writing. I think contemporary moments where there's a scene, for example, where we experience the Hannah being assassinated in a parking lot. So she writes the appropriate music and underscoring for that moment that is very traumatic to anyone.
It sounds just fascinating. I hate to end it here, but we're just about out of time. I want to take this opportunity to thank my guests, Reed Smith, who's the general director of Anchorage Opera, Andres Mitizek, who is the conductor, stage director, and production designer for the opera As One, opening tonight at the Sidney Lawrence Theater and performing Saturday and Sunday. Sounds like a real collaboration, not only in the production, but in the creation of this opera. All these creative forces came together. As you mentioned, Andreas, it's not just someone writing the music and someone writing the lyrics, correct?
That is very correct.
Well, thanks a lot for being on the show. That's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.